A federal judge in Georgia ruled today that schools in suburban Cobb County must remove stickers that they put in science textbooks. The stickers describe evolution as a theory, not a fact. For more on this story, NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us now from Atlanta. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
What did the judge say in today's ruling?
The U.S. District Judge Clarence Cooper told the school system to remove the stickers, as you said, from the biology textbooks. He said the disclaimers are an unconstitutional endorsement of religion, and the judge said that by denigrating evolution, the school board appears to be endorsing the well-known prevailing alternative theory, that of creationism, or some variation of that theory, even if that sticker did not specifically reference that theory.
Mm-hmm. Remind us about this case.
Well, this case began quite a while again, back in 2002, back in Cobb County, when more than 2,000 parents complained about the textbooks, and actually about 2,300 of them signed a petition and asked that the sticker be put in the textbooks. So six parents and the ACLU eventually sued tried to get the stickers out of those textbooks, and it ended up in a trial in federal court in November. And the school district claimed that they were actually trying to get some tolerance and not religious activism. And it ended up a big battle over evolution in the courts and around the country. I think people were looking at it and watching it. And then here we are today with the ruling.
Any word on whether the school district plans to appeal the judge's decision?
Actually, there has been no formal response at all from the school district at this time. The school district has just said that they had never meant for this to be such a big battle across the country and to be looked at in this light.
Is this a big profile case there in Georgia?
Very, obviously, very, very high profile case in the state. Something that, you know, obviously with that many parents being willing to sign a petition and with this going forth, something that has been watched, and the parents actually have been very in favor of the stickers and the case, and there's been protests, it's been going on, for several years now. And it was those parents complaining that actually got the school district to get the actually language of the stickers approved and to, you know, present those textbooks to go forward as they did. So it's been very high profile. It's been something of a case where people have been either endorsing one side or another, and it's being, as I said, I think that people were waiting for this verdict to come out, or this judgment to come out.
And Georgia has been not just this case, but several recent church-state battles.
And not just in Georgia, but across the South, there's been several, the Ten Commandments battle, Judge Roy Moore in Alabama.
Sure, yeah.
Legislative battles, anti-abortion legislation in many of the states. So there have been many high-profile, I think, struggles going on across the South, this one today, and I think we're probably going to see them continue across the South.
Kathy Lohr, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
NPR's Kathy Lohr joined us from Atlanta in Georgia.